Coming up next, the Colorado Symphony has a marijuana-inspired concert series, a new effort in Colorado to get folks to watch classical music, which inspires our friend and WQXR host, Jeff Spurgeon.
Bright colors, big emotions, the thrill can be overwhelming. It's amazing what happens to the brain when you're on music. This thing is already in 3D high-def Technicolor, Ravel's Daphnis and Chloe, a ballet about the mythical shepherds. She narrowly escapes ravaging pirates, he narrowly escapes captivity and drowning, and when they're reunited, it sounds like the whole earth rejoices in psychedelic orchestral colors. It'll blow your mind, even without blunt force.
Thank you, Jeff Spurgeon of WQXR, coming up a discussion of the Cannabis Concert Series in Colorado.
They'll stone you when you're trying to go home. They'll stone you when you're there all alone.
Thank you for that, Mr. Dylan. Another popular anthem of sex, drugs, and Hector Berlioz? That's right. Opium-inspired with an absinthe chaser, Berlioz's Symphonie Fantastique is just one of the possible numbers on the program as the Colorado Symphony kicks off their musical series, Classically Cannabis, the High Note series, tonight. It's a private fundraising series in partnership with Denver's growing and newly legal marijuana industry. Scott O'Neill is the resident conductor of the Colorado Symphony and joins us now. Welcome, Scott.
Hi, John.
So, Scott, I thought you guys, you conductors, don't like it when people cough in the audience during concerts.
We do like silence, that's for sure.
And what's the idea here? You're not expecting people to actually be getting stoned in the audience, right?
That's correct. You know, there's a partnership with the cannabis industry here. It's still not legal to partake in public, so that's the official line.
But have you been thinking about the kind of music that you would program with the idea that people would be, you know, slightly altered in that Berlioz state, perhaps?
Absolutely, especially, you know, the private events that we will be doing, that it is possible to do that. So we've got ideas coming from all angles.
And this is really an important mission already for the symphony, attracting younger people to classical music concerts, right?
I would say that, but I'd also hesitate to maybe place that out of proportion. The folks that I know that are going to, especially the first event with the art gallery, you know, they're 30-something, 40-something, they're well-educated and fairly comfortably placed on the socioeconomic scale. So I hope people don't get the idea that, oh, it's going to be a bunch of deadbeat teenagers. That's also not accurate.
How controversial was it to go down this road? Is this your idea? Did somebody come to you with this idea?
When cannabis was legalized, there's a lot of crossover in the development communities between these organizations, so it's just kind of natural that the conversations took place. It's as far as I know, you know, when I asked, well, who, did they come to us? Did we go to them? It was just a series of conversations between the two organizations, and, you know, cannabis has actually reached out to other arts organizations here, and they've actually done some events, but much more privately than we've done, so that's where I think some of the attention has risen.
And you've got all the lava lamps ready for the concert, and
well, the concert we're doing at Red Rocks, I don't count on any lava lamps, but if people want to bring them, those are certainly legal.
Right, those are legal, and you know, you could really
they are legal.
Yeah, they are totally legal, exactly. And you know, orchestral score, you know, play the numbers on the program. I mean, you can really just get really dumb here, right?
Well, it'll be interesting to see what direction it takes. But so far, the event that I'm aware of, the Space Gallery, is one where people will be able to smoke in like a courtyard patio area. And then the idea is that they'll be listening to classical music and looking at contemporary art while they're doing their thing.
All very high-minded, right, Scott?
Sure.
Scott O'Neill, the resident conductor of the Colorado Symphony, which begins its Classically Cannabis, the High Note series, tonight. Thanks so much, Scott.
Thank you.